Organic blueberries are really hard to grow west of the Cascades. Too many bugs and too much disease. But east of the mountains, they're battling the desert. Our correspondent Anna King explains the solution from near Paterson, Washington. Giant tents.
I've been seeing these from the road, but it's just a totally different experience to be under one. It looks like a wedding tent that's just gargantuan.
We're just in our own little world.
That's Rob Wolf. He manages everything on this piece of ground and the 1,000 workers under this tent. He's right. It feels like its own world. This tent we're under houses 154 acres of contiguous blueberries. That's a quarter square mile, or like 45 Costco warehouses stitched together. That's just one tent. Right here, he has several more. I'm on one of the many ranches Zirkle Fruit Company owns. The company has a patchwork of farms from the Canadian border to Oregon's southern flank. About 10 years ago, Zirkle Company was just experimenting with a bit of cloth for birds and cherries. Now these tents cover large swaths of that massive farming operation. Another farm manager, Harold Austin, says they're doing this because organic blueberries are very tender, but one of the top money-making crops in the nation.
What we're trying to do is take a crop that's typically grown in 50 to 80 inches of rain in western Washington, and we're trying to grow it in eastern Washington, where we receive less than 8 to 10 inches of rainfall annually.
This shade cloth helps farmers grow about 20 to 30% more marketable fruit, they say. It protects these drip irrigation pampered berries from the sun and wind, and the canopy keeps many of the birds out, but not all. This farm worker's full-time job is to walk 10 miles a day under here. He chases the birds that get in here with a long whittled poplar stick and a firecracker pistol. The farmers don't want the birds to get too comfortable and eat their fill. Some of the farm workers here say they prefer working under the canopies than under the direct sun. Picking crew boss Miguel Lugo says it does get humid and hot under the canopy, but...
Well, it gives you a little bit more protection from the sun. It's not... It's pretty much like a little shield.
This shade cloth is a hassle for farmers, though. It costs $15,000 to $20,000 an acre to put up, and sometimes, especially early on, farm manager Wolf says the canopies would fall down or rip apart.
And as soon as one wire breaks, it's like a domino effect. And yeah, that wasn't a great morning for me when I showed up and half of my field was laying over on its side.
Now they're better at building the fruit tents stronger for high winds. Just this farm site has a full-time crew of a dozen men that maintain these canopies. They're like skilled sailors, except for they use motorized lifts to reach the 18-foot-tall billows of scrim. They constantly repair holes and tears with plastic zip ties, like thread and needle both. Now I've climbed into the farm's private helicopter, and from the sky, it's hard to tell that these white blocks below us aren't buildings. Cloth suppliers are now bringing in the shade material from China and New Zealand, and they say they're selling more yarns than they ever have. Soon, we'll see more and more of the Northwest's fruit enclosed from view. I'm Anna King, outside of Paterson, Washington.